Getting Started from Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott. The very first thing I tell my new students on the first day of a workshop is that good writing is about telling the truth. We are a species that needs and wants to understand who we are. Sheep lice do not seem to share this longing, which is one reason they write so very little. But we do. We have so much we want to say and figure out. Year after year, my students are bursting with stories to tell, and they start writing projects with excitement and maybe even joy. Finally, their voices will be heard, and they are going to get to devote themselves to this one thing they've longed to do since childhood. But after a few days at the desk, telling truth in an interesting way turns out to be about as easy and pleasurable as bathing a cat. Some lose faith. Their sense of self and story shatters and crumbles to the ground. Historically, they show up for the first day of the workshop looking like bright, goofy ducklings who will follow me anywhere. But by the time the second class rolls around, they look at me as if the engagement is definitely off. "I don't even know where to start," one will wail. "Start with your childhood," I tell them. "Plug your nose and jump in, and write down all your memories as truthfully as you can. Flannery O'Connor said that anyone who survived childhood has enough material to write for the rest of his or her life. Maybe your childhood was grim and horrible, but grim and horrible is okay if it is well done. Don't worry about doing it well yet, though. Just start getting it down." Now, the amount of material may be so overwhelming that it can make your brain freeze. When I had been writing food reviews for a number of years, there were so many restaurants and individual dishes in my brain pan that when people asked for a recommendation, I couldn't think of a single restaurant where I had ever actually eaten. But if the person could narrow it down to, say, Indian, I might remember one lavish Indian palace where my date had asked the waiter for the Rudyard Kipling sampler and later for the holy cow tartare. Then a number of memories would come to mind of other dates and other Indian restaurants. So you might start by writing down every single thing you can remember from your first few years in school. Start with kindergarten. Try to get the words and memories down as they occur to you. Don't worry if what you write is no good, because no one is going to see it. Move on to first grade, to second, to third. Who were your teachers, your classmates? What did you wear? Who and what were you jealous of? Now branch out a little. Did your family take vacations during those years? Get those down on paper. Do you remember how much more presentable everybody else's family looked? Do you remember how when you'd be floating around in an inner tube on a river, your own family would have lost the little cap that screws over the airflow valve, so every time you got in and out of the inner tube, you'd scratch new welts in your thighs? And how other families never lost the caps? If this doesn't pan out, or if it does, but you finish mining this particular vein, see if focusing on holidays and big events helps you recollect your life as it was. Write down everything you can remember about every birthday or Christmas, or Cedar, or Easter, or whatever. Every relative who was there. Write down all the stuff you swore you'd never tell another soul. What can you recall about your birthday parties? The disasters, the days of grace, your relatives' faces lit up by birthday candles? Scratch around for details. What people ate, listened to, wore. Those terrible petaled swim caps, the men's awful trunks, the cocktail dress your voluptuous aunt wore that was so slinky she practically needed the jaws of life to get out of it. Write about the women's curlers with the bristles inside. The garters your father and uncles used to hold up their dress socks, your grandfather's hats, your cousin's perfect brownie uniforms, and how your own looked like it had just been hatched. Describe the trench coats and stoles and car coats, what they revealed and what they covered up. See if you can remember what you were given that Christmas when you were 10, and how it made you feel inside. Write down what the grown-ups said and did after they'd had a couple of dozen of drinks, especially that one 4th of July when your father made fish house punch and the adults practically had to crawl from room to room. Remember that you own what happened to you. If your childhood was less than ideal, you may have been raised thinking that if you told the truth about what really went on in your family, a long, bony, white finger would emerge from a cloud and point at you while a chilling voice thundered, "We told you not to tell." But that was then. Just put down on paper everything you can remember now about your parents and siblings and relatives and neighbors. And we will deal with libel later on.